It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Kendra Kay. Hey, Kendra.
Hello.
Boy, it's nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's great to catch up.
You bet, you bet. New tune of yours called Wild. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how's everything been going since the last time we chatted?
Things have been wonderful. I really have, now that things are seeing a change for the good and the world opening up and whatnot, things have gotten busy again for me. I just actually played my first arena show at the Brandt Center in Regina, and I have a whole bunch of new music that I've been working on, of course, with the new single coming out. I'm super excited about that, and a whole bunch of shows lining up for this year, and I'm just grateful that things are kind of picking up where they left off before the initial lockdown, so I'm excited to get back to the grind.
Well, I know you like to keep busy, for sure. You got shows in Ontario coming up, is that right?
I do. I'm actually playing at the El Macombo venue in Toronto. It's kind of where things are starting off. I have a couple shows around Ontario, one in Oakville and one in London as well while we're out there. So it'll be a nice busy trip while I'm out east, and I'm just excited. You know, playing live music is definitely a top priority for my music career, and I've always loved being on stage, so getting to get back to it is a pretty good feeling.
Well, that El Macombo, that's a historic venue for you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super pumped about that one. I was so excited when the show offer came in, and I was like, absolutely. So we thought, well, we're heading out there, let's build some shows around it out in Ontario, and that's what we did. So we're heading out there for about a week, and it's going to be so great to be on the road, and especially to have that one kind of off my bucket list to play the legendary venue downtown Toronto. So that's pretty cool for me.
You bet. Now, let's talk about this great new track of yours called Wild. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, this song was one actually that I didn't have writing credits on, but it was a song that spoke to me so well the first time I heard it. And I heard the track, I fell in love with it, and then I've seen the songwriters on it, and Carly Pierce is a songwriter on this song, and I totally 100% understood why I love the lyrics so much, because I'm such a fan of hers. So to get pitched a song with, you know, her support behind it was super amazing for me. And this song's just all about a love story, and it's just about that moment where you just kind of give yourself to that person and kind of let your feelings run wild with them. And I think it's so relatable for so many couples and so many people out there. And I knew that it was a song I wanted to record. So I took it into the studio and I recorded it with Murray Pulver and Bart McKay, and they totally brought this song to life production wise, the exact way I wanted it to sound. And I'm so excited about this track. So I'm happy to have it out in the world and for other people to get to hear it.
Nice. Nice. And I know you like writing your own songs, but it's really, I mean, Carly Pierce is extraordinary as a songwriter and a performer and as a singer. So, but it must be really cool to listen to a song that connects with you so well, even though you didn't write it.
It is, definitely. And I'm totally, like, as much as I love writing my own music, I've always had the mindset of kind of at the end of the day, the best song wins, and whatever, you know, if that's something that I had writing credits on at that time or something that I didn't, it's whatever I feel it connects the best with me and my listeners and kind of the project at the time. And it definitely, this song was so easy for me to connect to, so it wasn't a hard choice at all.
Well, it's a great track, Kendra. We enjoy it here for sure. So so congratulations on that, and good luck with the track. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
I'm pretty active online on my Instagram and Facebook account. So it's all Kendra K Music. I keep everybody in the loop on what's going on in my music life, as well as kind of how things are going at home on the farm. I'm always sharing my personal stuff as well on there. So definitely follow along and see what's going on in the life of Kendra K.
Awesome, Kendra. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Cal.
Kendra K on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.